Welcome to the Mass Exodus Podcast. Friends, families, pets, loyal listeners, thank you for joining us on our last episode of the Mass Exodus Podcast. And it is a reunion, but we are here to say goodbye. If you don't know by now, we are ending this incredible journey because it's time and seasons change. And we're sad about it and also hopeful and some of those kind of things, but we're going to jump into it. But I have almost all of our hosts here. Unfortunately, Rhiannon couldn't be here today because she's not feeling well, but everybody else came. So I wanted to say hi to everybody. Start with the OG himself, Stefan Schmidt. Hey, buddy.
Hey. Hey, man, what's happening?
Not much. It's good to have your return. I think you're one of those that people are like, did that guy die?
What happened to him?
But you're back from the dead.
Back from the dead, reincarnated. Yeah.
Reincarnated.
I wonder what people are thinking happened to me. So, listeners, if you had a theory, a working theory of what happened to Stefan, did he die? Did he suddenly start going to church again, singing "Our God is an awesome God" at the top of his lungs? Maybe he's volunteering in a Sunday school somewhere as we speak. If you've had a great theory about where I've gone, feel free to share that.
The Mass Exodus turned you into the Mass Entrance.
The Mass Entrance, yeah. The mass insertion. The Mass Insertion.
Maimed in a horrific unicycle accident. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know, Katie and Ian, if you remember this, but we did a little segment at the intro of one of the 12-step episodes we recorded where we talked about Maggie. I sort of gave like a little tribute to the two of them, and I was going to release that. And then pretty quickly after that, we decided we were going to end the Mass Exodus. So I thought it'd be kind of weird to be like, see you guys, three episodes left. You know what I mean? So anyway, but you're here now, and yeah, that's great. Speaking of Maggie, Maggie is here. Hello.
Hi, everybody. But would you actually call me by my professional name, which is Abortion Girl, obviously.
Yes. I thought I was going to be Margaret at first, and then I realized that
you were about to say. No. Nobody knows who I am.
Well, you as well had a fairly brief stay, but that wasn't because you... I don't know where to go from here. But
it's because I sucked really hard. It's fine.
You didn't get voted off the island by any means. But no, you're involved in another podcast. You're a mom of two, and your life is extremely busy. So life caught up.
But I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
Yeah. Episode 4. And then going in order of people who came on, Ian, hello, my friend.
Greetings.
How's it going? Our fellow ex-crack addict, right?
I am our fellow ex-crack addict. Yeah.
Are there others?
You have to guess. Listeners, guess who the other crack addict is.
Crack. And their name rhymes with Beatty.
I didn't do crack.
Oh, you did do crack?
A lot of other things.
Oh, okay.
A whole lot of other things. Just not that.
Well,
one.
It's good to have you, buddy. And Katie, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for coming. At the very end of this episode, I have a little segment written out to honor each of you. So we'll get to that.
Wait. All Ian and Katie get is you guys did drugs.
That was the entire appeal.
I don't feel like
Katie was a real drug addict. I thought she was just fucked up because of drug addicts.
Well, I'm moving quickly through this thing.
And I dabbled.
Wow.
And I was involved with a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
as long as we point out that Rob is ashamed of watching porn, then we're right. All covered. I'm abortion girl. You guys are into drugs.
His nickname is Khaki Orgasm.
Yeah. Steph, yes, what are you?
Yes. Stefan is just lovely. He's just a lovely, sweet human being.
All right. Well,
we didn't get into enough of my stuff, apparently.
cool. Well, the reason I'm being trying to be a little vague is one, to move this episode forward, and two, we're going to talk about some of the timeline and how people got involved and what led to that. But if you're tuning in for the first time, this is obviously very awkward because we're already saying goodbye to you. I would encourage you, if you want to hear especially the beginning of our history, go back and listen to some of the first few episodes. And I think we had an intro episode, right? Not the trailer, but the intro episode. And we really talked about our stories there and how we came about it. So go back and listen to that. Abortion Girl, Ian and Katie were not there yet, but you can hear from there. But I wanted to talk about how we got to this place where we are saying goodbye, because it might be kind of abrupt and sudden to some people. So at the beginning of our, and guys, feel free to interject anytime you want to, but at the beginning, you know, this podcast started off with a focus on deconstruction, people leaving the church. We had guests on who shared these amazing stories. We talked about Bible topics and church politics. And we were kind of going along in this sense. And then it's hard to explain, but I felt like there was sort of an unspoken, agreement. How did I write it out here? Kind of a conclusion that maybe we weren't in that stage anymore. I remember, Stefan, you especially said that during, I think it was the State of the Union episode, where you said, I'm not really in the whole deconstruction thing anymore. And I sort of resonated with that too. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly in the podcast conversation where that happened, but I remember it happening in me. And I guess the podcast too, kind of, I don't know, I guess I would almost call it like an inflection point, where like there was a momentum of like deconstructing and pulling pieces away. Mm-hmm. But once you do that far enough, there's nothing, there's not anything left. And so there was a need to start adding and building. And I think that's kind of where things shifted.
Yeah. And I think you came to that conclusion maybe a little sooner than I did. But there was a couple of things that sparked it for me. One was you saying that, and prior to that, it was actually having Ian do his episode of his story.
Yeah.
But I think when you came on, there was a little bell that rang inside of me, and I went, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the human struggle, and not that there's not a human struggle within the deconstruction process. Obviously there is, but I want to talk more about addiction. I want to talk more about the tangible stuff, or the mental illness, some of those kind of things. So that really started stirring inside of me. So then at that time, I remember kind of feeling also a little bit of a lull at that point. I was like super unmotivated. I didn't really know if I wanted to do this anymore. It kind of felt like my tires were spinning. And then Abortion Girl herself came onto the scene, and I felt like you really provided this spark for us, where, you know, you hadn't left the church yet. You were leaving the church at that point, which, not to skip ahead, you are like back in the church now, right?
Yeah. Well, I can just relate to what Stefan said and skip ahead a little bit and say that I had kind of come to the end of my deconstruction and instead began like a rebuilding, which made it harder for me to kind of dig back into the pain and the hurt. Cause I'm at a place where I'm just rebuilding what my spirituality looks like. Yeah. And a lot of that has to be leaving behind the anger and the resentment of the damage that the church has done. So
yeah.
Yeah. And ended up landing in a really good place.
Yeah. And towards the end, I want to kind of talk a little bit about where all of us are now. And that would be a great place for you to sort of share where you have come to. But so then Maggie comes on, and then Ian comes on, because I was like, man, well, I mean, at that point, I was just collecting hosts. I just putting them on the shelves. But I went to
the collector.
Yeah, the collector. I went to Ian and I said, "Hey, man, like that was such an amazing experience. You're obviously so good at being on a mic." I've known Ian for a long time, so I like already knew this, but you shared in some of the similar vision, even though you didn't have a church background. And so then you came on for a little bit. Am I remembering this correctly?
I think so. I mean, I think I did my like initial episode and then I just was listening on the sidelines for quite a while until we started talking about, you know, potentially diving into particular topics that were of, I wouldn't say taboo in the church, but hard to discuss in its totality and get like some of the cathartic benefits out of some of those topics in the church setting. And how do we broach, you know, how do we talk about that stuff? And providing that a little bit of a platform for people to juggle that around.
Yeah.
I think that's where I kind of came back on the scene.
Yeah. And it was kind of at that point that I was like, okay, I don't want to, I feel like church stuff can still relate into this world of recovery and some of those kind of things. So I think these paths can cross. And then Katie, you came on because you've been a listener from the very beginning. And you and I had a lot of discussion as the podcast was unfolding about certain things. And you had come on as a guest as well. And then at that point I was like, man, I think you'd be a really good fit for what we're doing, you know, currently right now. And then here you are and you've been on until the end.
Started with the 12 steps.
Started with the 12 steps and ended with step one, ended with step 12. Yeah. And a few things in between. And then somewhere in there, Stefan, you also took a step back because you were like, hey, you know, can you explain that? I'm probably not the best to explain you and what happened.
Yeah, I feel like I just gotten what I needed out of the podcast at that point personally. Like I'm hopeful that it was helpful for somebody, but what I really needed to do for myself was just to collect my thoughts on spirituality and church and say them to the world once strongly. Mm-hmm. And after I'd done that, it was like, you know what? I don't really feel like I need to keep doing that. And I'm available if there's a topic that you need me for, but I don't have any desire to really push into this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all really a natural evolution, to be honest with you, with whatever that means. But when we started, obviously how we've ended is not the vision that we began with, and that's sure. Okay. And it's awesome. And the ending of this, I'm so glad it didn't end with like some kind of drama. You know what I mean? Like,
as far as you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, Rob, this is a good time for us to tell you, we've all been meeting without you and starting our own podcast. Right.
Okay.
It's called the Mass Robsigus.
Mass Robsigus. Yeah, so here we are. But one of the things I wanted to do, we're talking about the ending and all of that, but I did want to kind of pivot pretty quickly to a different subject, which is I wanted to sort of like if we made a montage of this and I wanted to get what everybody's like favorite moments or episodes were or what stuck out to you as a listener or if you were participating. I'll go first so I'm not totally putting you guys on the spot, but I loved all of our guest episodes. That I don't want to pick one in particular, but all of them were just amazing. Actually, I will pick one that really resonated with me. Do you guys remember the episode with Michelle Wilkie? She was the gay pastor who went through conversion therapy. Mm. That episode floored me. And what floored me about it was not the horrific nature of what she had been through, but the fact that she was just this beautiful person who was all about the church, who was leading with light and understanding and inclusion now in the church. Like she reversed this terrible church story into a really good church story. And I remember that catching me off guard. And I heard it from a lot of people about that episode. So that was one of the ones. And then the other two were already brought up, but the infamous masturbation episode, that was huge for me from, I think definitely from kind of a self-care part of it. Maybe I don't know if that's the best way to explain it, but that felt like it like really got real. Like it was the real shit. Like there was no sense of I'm going to protect my image anymore. Like I'm going to put my shit out there. And it was cool to have conversations with people about that afterwards, with friends. A lot of friends were horrified by it. Actually, they were like, I can't believe you just went and said that, but it did lead into a lot of good discussions, a lot of discussions among us as well. That were really cool. And huge shout out to Ree because she was incredibly vulnerable during that episode, you know, talking about body image. And that was just a really messy, but beautiful moment. And then the abortion girl episode was another one that also led to a lot of conversations with people.
For me too.
Yeah. I had people, I'm not going to say their names, who came forward and were like, I had an abortion as well. And I listened to that episode and wow, she is a woman who, meaning Maggie, she is a woman who is helping take the shame away from me is what I heard a lot of. And you can't ask for anything more than that. Those were two in particular, but how about you guys? Anything stick out?
Yeah. I mean, I particularly liked the, exposing depression and other mental health issues topics because it was, you know, something that's impacted my family pretty intensely. And how do you, you know, that whole topic of how do you discuss this? How do you actually function in a family dynamic if you are, you know, afflicted by a mental disorder or you have somebody in your family who has a mental disorder? And, you know, how do you seek help? How do you talk about stuff like that? I mean, it hit home for me, just kind of reflecting. I go back and listen to that one quite often, actually, just to kind of get centered on, okay, how do I continue on, with life, knowing that there's these difficulties, you know, everyone has their ups and downs, but it kind of levels me out a bit going back to that episode.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this one was ever released, but I can't remember if it was yours and Maggie's episode. Did that get released or no?
Yeah.
History.
Our relationship history one. Yeah.
That one was great. I love that one.
That one was great.
Yeah. That one felt like it could have gone for a really long time. And we had to stop it.
I was like, where is
I really
it?
Did want
because it was so sexy.
Yeah, I was like, come on, give us more juice. Get it? Yeah.
I also like, really, yeah. I really heavy edited that episode in particular. I was like, I did
sensitivity.
I was like, wait.
So, all right, moving on.
He had some stale wafers in his pants.
Stale wafers.
That's true. Oh, that was another one I loved.
I loved their stale wafers ones. That was one of my. I couldn't pick. I had like little bits and pieces, some of the stale wafers. I loved Abortion Girl. I loved when Ian was on and telling his story. But stale wafers were some of my favorites, especially when you guys were talking about communion. I was rolling.
Yeah. That one was amazing.
I just remember laughing hysterically at
Stefan.
Yeah.
His intro was maybe one of the best intros I've ever heard in my life because he said, what'd you say, some moody music by an indie band or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I blacked out.
You're describing music in the church, like during communion. It was so funny. Stefan, how about for you? What were some...
What did I write down? I wrote a couple things. You know, honestly, the best parts about the process for me were some of the relationship things that happened outside of it. Like us going and getting our nails painted together at the beginning.
Oh yeah. Ree, Steph and I went and got pedicures.
We got petties. Yeah. Petties together. I remember having my hand across the table. Do we get petty manis?
I think we did. I think we did both.
Very nice.
The combo. That was amazing.
That's but great. Yeah, a little more substantially, like, I think I had some really good conversations with some cousins of mine that are really dear to me. And kind of from listening to the episode, if you guys are listening, you know who you are, but, I think one of them was just really worried about me, a lot over the years. And we've kind of had different shifts where he's been more in a, what I would call, maybe they wouldn't, but a more conservative church, and I was before, and we kind of flipped and around, and, we just had a really, good conversation about where we're all at today. And even though we had different perspectives on things, the heart behind it was, I just felt absolutely loved by my cousins, and I absolutely love them. And I think that the platform, I know that the podcast contributed to that conversation. So for me, that was one of the more healing parts of it, to kind of reconnect with them about that stuff. And it really just made this is like really rubber meets road, but it made the idea of visiting them feel like a really safe idea to me, which maybe before I was like, I don't know if we're on the same page enough for me not feel like I'm going to be working a little bit emotionally to be in that space. And now it's like, oh, I just want to see them. Like, I love them.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. I was always hoping that this podcast would not only lead for personal reconciliation, but invite that for other people and invite a space to be able to come together and understanding and see new perspectives. And the fact that that happened with one of our hosts is like so cool, because when you do these podcasts, you can be so doing oriented all the time. And one of the things I always appreciate about you, Stefan, is you were really great at sharing where you were and how this was affecting you. This was obviously another example of that, but yeah. Maggie, how about you? What was,
I was scrolling back through text messages, 'cause I was trying to remember, there was an episode as part of the 12 steps that, I commented on, 'cause the four of you made me laugh so hard. I was like the embarrassing person in my cubicle at work where it was very empty, because we're still in a pandemic. And so the office is very quiet. And so if someone is just like cackling out loud, I don't remember what the joke was, but y'all are funny.
Oh,
But there are a couple of pretty poignant moments for me. One of them was during Abortion Girl, listening to Stefan kind of share his perspective on like respecting women and like understanding their perspective on what comes next after the process of sex. That was the first time that I had heard a man, especially like a formerly Christian man, be like, I consider this, and I and it healed a little wound for me. Which was really cool and special. And then the other one that really was, a special episode for me was, Stefan and Rhiannon and I did an episode about kind of magic and, we recorded the day before or the day after Halloween, I think.
I was gonna say, that was a Halloween episode. It was great.
It was funny and creepy, but my favorite moment was listening to Rhiannon talk about an experience she had. I think she was on mushrooms, but
the forest bear or something, right?
Yeah, she like communed with a bear, which was so cool listening to that. But then really, it was, for me, it showed me that there was so much hope for the idea of spirituality doesn't have to look one way or be a particular way. And that even someone who's been so, so hurt by religion in general still maintained this like sense of wonder about a bear in the woods. It was just so freaking cool. It filled me with hope. And right after that, Stefan talked about prophecy and a guy on rollerblades, and man,
the famous rollerblade story. Yeah.
Sent me on a wild goose chase for some like new spirituality, which is just so, so rad.
Yeah, totally. I heard, it's funny, like some of the listeners came out of the woodwork because of the magic episode. Like they had told me they'd been listening for a long time, which I didn't know. But when you guys did that in particular, they came forward and they were like, that is amazing. I'm like, well, how about everything I did? And they were like, no, but seriously, that is amazing. And I thought to myself, well, we're not going to do any more of these episodes because
that's the end of that.
That's the end of that. Too cool.
I mean, I just wanted to add one other like thing that came out of it is Maggie and I went and had a little lunch prophecy date one day. Mm-hmm. And we got to practice spiritual listening and write down some stuff and share with each other what we were hearing. And
it continues to be the dopest.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it been?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I want to give everybody in the world Stefan's number because he's a really cool dude, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I could do that right now.
Okay.
Oh.
555.
I want to play. That was actually a cool part of it, too. I hadn't met Stefan before, and we did a discussion. I think I don't even know if we did an episode, but we were just meeting each other, and we got to talk about like an hour after that meeting. Rob had to go somewhere, and
that's right.
We had a cool discussion, you know, about your past, where you had been, kind of where you were going. It was nice to get to know you in a different, kind of through some difficult times. It was nice to see how thoughtful you were of some of the obstacles that were ahead of you, and some of the victories too. It was cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hearing you guys just reminds me of like a bigger picture of this is just how important community was to this podcast. Like obviously we had the ongoing way overused joke about me, bringing on more and more hosts and all that, but this podcast needed a community behind it. And the fact that it made connections with some of you away from the podcast is like, that's incredible. The original thing of this podcast, I don't even know if I ever mentioned this, is I have a friend named Kevin Neal, and him and I were originally going to do this podcast. And then he couldn't do it anymore. And then I was like, well, can I do this solo? And I like recorded a couple solo episodes. I was like, well, clearly no. I was like, I need somebody. And then, you know, and again, you can hear the story in some of the first episodes, but Stefan came on and I was like, community begins. Mm-hmm. And it's been awesome ever since. So what I want to do is I sort of figuratively wrote out thank you cards to each of you. And I want to just take a moment to give each of you a spot to tell you what I wrote about you before we kind of wrap this thing up. And after I do this, I want to hear where everybody is now. What are you looking forward to in the future? Any plugs you need to make or anything like that. So I'm going to go in chronological order. So I'm going to start with Stefan. Here's my greeting card to you. I wouldn't have pursued this podcast if you hadn't agreed to start it with me. There's so much to admire about you, your humor, intelligence, authenticity, honesty, charm, curiosity, and wit. But at the heart, you're a bright fucking light, man. I know you had a lot of dark days these past couple of years, but you showed up to the episodes willing to put yourself out there in a vulnerable way. And you challenged me at times to be considerate when I just wanted to sort of steamroll through things. You're a huge gift. So thank you, my brother.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay. Rhiannon, hopefully you're listening to this. This is what I want to say to Rhiannon. Rhiannon, you've been here from the beginning until the end. That's obviously something to celebrate, but it's rare to have friends who are willing to show their wounds and scars without flinching, and sometimes to their own detriment. Vulnerability is a practice that some people won't experience until they're on their deathbed, but you shared your pain, your worry, your suffering, your hopefulness, and your victories in real time throughout the entire podcast, and did so bravely. You sacrificed so much, and that will forever sustain this podcast legacy. So thank you, Rhiannon. Maggie, my ex-girlfriend. Why did I put that? Sorry.
You never called me your girlfriend.
We went over this. You never called me your girlfriend. The one that got away. Oh, I didn't mean to write that. Hold on. I meant to take that out.
The one that got away.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. You were that spark we needed when this podcast kind of felt like it was in a brief lull. I'm always afraid that you're right around the corner from a major burnout, but I know it's because you make the most of absolutely every opportunity you get yourself into. You're so unbelievably talented, and similar to Stefan, you light up a room when you walk in. No doubt you're about as real as they come. You weren't in that many episodes, but it felt like you were here from the beginning. You make everlasting impacts wherever you go, and this podcast is better for it.
Love you, Rob.
Love you too.
Love you guys.
Are you signing off?
Yeah, bye.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait, AJK.
Oh, wait. Ian, before you joined as a host, I knew this podcast was meaningful because you, a person I deeply admired and adored, and a person without a church background, understood the essence of what we were trying to do. You knew this wasn't ultimately about church and faith, but it was about the struggle of being human. And then when you came on as a guest to share your story, it was an aha moment for not only me, but our listeners. Between Maggie's abortion girl episode and yours, I probably had the most feedback about our podcast from those. People resonated with your unfiltered honesty, persistent recovery, and ability to articulate the human spirit. You literally altered the trajectory of this podcast, but now we're ending, so maybe that trajectory wasn't great after all. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. I love you, buddy. You're such
everything
a gift.
Everything I touch turns to ash. Oh. Thanks, Rob. I love you, man.
And then Katie, our East Coast rep. You are also an OG listener and one of the first to contact me when the podcast began. Something about what we were doing resonated with you and reminded me of the importance of spiritual connectedness, even from thousands of miles away. You brought the authenticity, humor, and wisdom we needed at the time you arrived. I sometimes forget that you are not literally a sister to me because it kind of feels like this is a family business now that you are here. The craziest thing to me is that it seems like you are now coming into your own as a host just as we're wrapping up. And that's why I'm stoked for what's ahead. Spoiler alert. We'll get to that in just a second. Anywho, I'm totally amazed by each of you. And I think the common thread through all of this is honesty and vulnerability. And that's what we all share together. So I love you guys. Thank you for being a part of it.
Love you, Rob.
And, and also I want to give a shout out to some particular listeners who I know have listened, and at the end, feel free to fill in people that you want to recognize too. I never wanted to be consumed by the number of viewers, but it's incredible to me that thousands and thousands of listeners across the world tuned into our episodes. I think all of us as hosts heard lots of feedback and stories about how the episodes encouraged people to do some needed introspection in their life, or that helped in relationship reconciliation, or some people went to AA for the first time. I think these are modern day miracles, and we got to be a part of it. So here's a few specific people in my life who really supported us that I wanted to acknowledge. So my wife, Lindsay, my mom and dad, my sister, Kelly, my friends, Brent and Michelle MacArthur, Evan and Jay Van Mersbergen, Jenny and Jamie Penny, Ashley Skordall, the Hahn family, John Pendergast, Kevin Cerulli, Mike Braun, Alexis Green, Ben Slager, Brian Rogers, our brave episode guests, all of you. I'm not going to name you guys, but you know who you are. And anyone else that I'm missing. Do you guys have anybody you want to sort of give a little shout out to?
Ashley Martin.
Okay.
Yes.
My dead grandma. Rest in peace. Love you, dude.
I love that you called your grandma, dude. It's amazing.
She was a bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we? Can we just go ahead and name all of our like beloved deceased? Just,
yeah. Right. Let's pour one out. Doesn't even have 40.
I love it.
Pour a 40 for my grandma.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I know you're listening to Podcasts in Heaven, Grammy.
Well, anyway, those who I forgot to mention, I'm always afraid to mention people, to be honest with you, because I know there's probably somebody that's so obvious that I miss, but all of you listeners, thank you so much for sticking with us on this weird journey. I want to talk a little bit, before we leave here. I want to give you guys an opportunity, especially, well, any of you an opportunity to kind of talk about where are you right now? Like anything ahead, any podcasts you're going to be a part of, maybe not, any plugs. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the new podcast that's ahead as well that I'm going to be a part of. But Stefan, do you have...
I got no podcasts on the near horizon, which doesn't mean I'm not in the market.
Yeah. Yep.
And if I was in the market, I might be looking for something at the intersection of D&D and inappropriate humor.
Love it.
We'll just leave it at that.
Perfect. Awesome.
But yeah. I don't know. I guess I would just say that it was a good kick in the butt when Maggie, you and I went out and did a little prophecy time. Like listening to the spirit, listening to God, the source, whatever you want to call it, is the most connected times in my life have had that as a part of it, and especially as a part of it with friends. And I don't know. Yeah, I've been missing that honestly for about the last year-ish. It's been almost completely like I can count on my hand a number like 3 or 4 times where it's been a real like a grounding moment, and like going out with you to do that was one. And I'm just excited to bring that a little bit more into my life again and create space to listen and slow down and hopefully get some friends maybe involved in it too. So
Maggie, you have another podcast called Switcheroo with our buddy Nick Vu.
Yeah, I am happy to plug that. People can find us talking about religion and sexuality and all the in-between parts.
All the ins and outs, you might say.
All the in and out and in and out and in and out. It's definitely an explicit podcast. But we dive into a lot of stuff that is in all of those intersections between spirituality and sexuality. And I think it's pretty funny. So that is, you can track that down wherever you get your pods. It's Switcheroo Podcast.
Love it.
But I also am, like I was kind of hinting at before, I kind of turned a corner for the purpose of financial gain, continued to stay working at a particular church, because I needed the extra money to begin with. And, in the months after I had resigned my job as a worship pastor, and I was just basically moonlighting at this other church, they hired an affirming pastor, and that was kind of my main issue with evangelicalism in general, was like the closed offness to the LGBTQIA plus community. And I am actually really excited to be part of a spiritual community that is unfortunately breaking ground, like one of very few high view of scripture, high-handed theology, but also queer affirming. There's not a lot of that going on, and I'm really excited to be a part of it, and still leading worship and trying to find some more diverse expressions of worship in visual media and kinetic media and digital media. at the same time.
That's awesome. I have to tell you, one of the things that came to mind is from the beginning, one of the sort of values I had in this podcast was that it wouldn't be a podcast that would necessarily turn people away from church. Like, it was about processing where you are. And I think one of the sort of, one of the awesome things about having you involved in this is that you held on to how valuable church is in its healthy state, you know, in the state that you envisioned it should be. And the fact that, you're still with it is amazing. I love it. Well, I mean, I should go to the church and then I'll make that judgment, but
you don't have to. Nobody has to go to church. I would not recommend church to very many people.
Oh, okay. Well, you're doing a great job promoting your church.
Thanks.
Don't come to the church.
It's a great plug.
Just not by my recommendation.
Yeah.
That's all I would say.
And Katie, how about you?
I actually just this morning I went to the Unitarian Universalist Church service via Zoom. That's in Reading, in the town that I live in Pennsylvania. Oh. I had
so you're looking for daycare?
No. Yeah, for Sunday mornings for my head.
Okay.
For myself. So. Yeah, I hadn't been there in over a decade, and it was really refreshing because they are all about just you can walk into that church as a pagan, as an atheist, as any color of the rainbow, and LGBTQ affirming, all of the above, and they talk about like the first I talked about it on I think that my guest episode. Mm-hmm. That the first time I ever walked into that church, they meditated for the first 10 minutes.
And I remember you telling about it. Yeah.
I thought our heads were going to explode or we were all going to like combust. And so that was really refreshing to go to that this morning. And it was a little bit outside of my comfort zone because my spirituality is very, outside of you guys, I don't have a lot of people in my immediate life as like a spiritual community that share my same beliefs. I went to a Codependence Anonymous meeting this week as well. Oops, I just gave myself away, but I don't care. And I get that community through Al-Anon and Coda. But for me to go back to the Universalist Unitarian Church was outside my comfort zone, but it was really needed. And I feel like I told the people that I was going to come to the picnic next week and it just came out of my mouth. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm going. So,
yeah.
So I'm just going to see how it is and continue on my path of staying connected to my higher power. Cause that really helps my mental health and my struggles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with you guys, like, it's so good to meet Stefan for the first time in person. It's so great to see Maggie and Ian and Rob, your face, and to connect with you since you've been back. That's really has been the most special thing that being a part of this podcast has been for me, is connecting with all of you and getting to know you. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Ian, how about you?
You know, having going through this podcast, I mean, Rob and I have known each other for a lot of years, and you know, a portion of that time I started a career that's pretty demanding, and it kind of alienated me from wanting to continue as fervently with my program, my Alcoholics Anonymous program, because in that program you're really you're really in tune with a lot of sick behaviors and sick people. And I got a little bit afraid that would be too much of a dichotomy between me trying to stay structurally sound for this professional corporate world that I have for 8 hours of my day each day, and then flip-flop it to the chaotic energy that is being an addict and an alcoholic and trying to fix that. So I was kind of stifling that part of my life. And through this podcast, I've gotten, I don't know if it's the saying yes thing, like Katie had just kind of alluded to, the whole, like, it's coming out of your mouth. Okay. Yeah. We'll go to a meeting or I don't know what it is, but people started calling me to go to meetings, going to first step meetings, going to, pick them up. They didn't have a ride. I'm not doing well. Can you help me out? Kind of stuff. And I've been on more trips to really outskirts cities, in the last couple months than I have been in the last few years. So it's been really beneficial for me just to get out of myself and not be afraid, to dive into the scary parts of, mm-hmm. of healing. 'Cause that's where healing happens, I guess. So I'm that's where I'm at pretty much.
I love it.
Back in the groove.
Thanks. I feel like I'm constantly trying to listen to the universe in some way. And, you know, if I was talking to anybody else and it was on this platform, I'd say, yeah, a huge part of what I'm doing right now is, you know, the podcast is ending, but that's weird to say on this, considering that that's why we're here. I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place. Gosh, you guys were so eloquent in what you said. I don't have anything else. The one thing I will say is, I have a new podcast on the horizon. I'm going to leave it at that. But what I'll say about it is it is nothing like the Mass Exodus. Some of the hosts that you've heard are going to be involved, maybe even more. And, it's going to be based in like humor and some media and, creativity and some of those kind of things. So that's going to happen. I'm sorry I'm being so discreet about it, but it will, I'll announce it through the Mass Exodus Facebook and Instagram page. So people will know about that, but just keep an eye out for that. That's kind of on the horizon for me. Thank you everybody for doing this. I mean, I'm so blessed. Like, just what a gift the four of you and Rhiannon is, in my life. And you guys just literally changed my life for the last year and a half. And I'm so thankful for that. And so thankful for the relationships we built. Like, I'm thinking through each of you and I'm like, Maggie and I lost contact for a really long time and we reconnected before this podcast, but like just to share in the few episodes that we had was absolutely amazing. Ian and I lost contact for many years and this podcast brought us back into sharing this, our story with each other and talking about these things. Katie and I lost contact for you. There's a theme going on. I lose contact with a lot of people, but Katie and I lost contact and this reunited us to be closer together and to share in each other's pain and some of that stuff. And Stefan and I lost contact before we started this podcast. So there you go. And we came together and tried to carry out this vision. So
you're not the common denominator there, Rob. People lose contact.
Was it losing contact or was it just a really long pause?
I think it's a long pause.
Yeah.
Long
see, I didn't pause. Think I lost contact. I just thought.
Oh, I think of it as ignoring.
Oh, well. Rob, you gave us all thank you letters, but I feel like a little thank you is involved for you too. Like we can't, mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes to vulnerability, there's not much more vulnerable than saying, hey, I'm at this point by myself. Will you join me? And that's how you kind of started this. And throughout it, people have come and gone like myself, like in their terms of their investment or their season. And you've just been, it's really cheesy, but showing up. Like showing up is 99% of making a community happen. and making a conversation happen and not walking away when it gets awkward, or like there's a muddy patch, or there's a relationally challenging patch, and showing up the next week again, again, again. I mean, that's the piece that I miss about church when I don't have it in my life, is the fact that I know I'll see them again next week. Mm-hmm. And you created for all of us leaving or never been to churches for the last, you know, year and a half, you've created a church where people can gather mm-hmm. and keep working it out over and over again. So thanks for doing that.
Yes.
Thanks.
Plus one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for all the blood, sweat, and tears and love that you pour into it. And I know how much time it takes to edit and to listen to all of our voices all over again, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And just all the passion and yourself that you pour into it. It's inspiring and just encouraging and challenging me at myself. I can only speak for myself, but you've really pushed me to test myself and, you know, get out of my comfort zone and to be vulnerable. So thank you. And like Stefan said, you did create a church for me, as ironic as that is. Like, you created this community where I just felt at home, even though I barely knew a lot of you.
Hmm.
So thanks.
Thanks.
I think on behalf of all of our sponsors too, you really bumped up business for like all of those companies.
Oh God, what's that?
The
one?
Companies, yeah.
What was the khaki one?
Oh, the khakis. Oh,
that was the best. What
was that, Rob? Who what was that?
I don't know. Let's move forward. I appreciate that you guys.
Was my favorite.
Thank you for saying that and putting up with me as I try to navigate this. Okay, I would like to end with a lyric from what I think is the greatest boy band quartet of all time.
Oh, it's not LFO. Oh, okay, sorry, go ahead.
The Mills
Band? I was sure you were going to launch into Summertime Girls. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Maggie, who am I talking about?
Boys to Men is going on.
There it is. Okay.
Yes. East Coast represent.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Those sweet, sweet, sweet memories.
Sweet memories. Voice of it. Voice of it.
There it is.
Yeah. Or actually, Stefan, should we end with us singing a cappella Higher Love?
Bring me a higher love.
Oh, God. That's a reference back to an old episode.
This
okay.
Is really excellent audio.
All right. Love you. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mass Exodus podcast, produced by Rob Gregerson. Listen to more episodes on all podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at the Mass Exodus Podcast. If you have questions or would like to be a guest on a future episode, please email us at the.mass.exodus.podcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to support us, search for us at patreon.com. So remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and never stop searching for questions.